Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
One sec there, Hillip. I don't know if you should really touch that gold.
It's too late. I am rubbing it all over my bodies. Oh, you got some of the mushrooms. They're pretty tasty.
Now, you eat some of these? Were they? You feeling okay?
Yes, they're pretty meaty.
I beat one.
Now you step out into a clearing, and there is a hut. You see a skull-shaped handle.
You got anything to say?
Find the code and break the curse.
So, Z-Y-E-D-A?
Or just Z-E-D.
The wind pours down on top of you.
Ah, it's a motherfucking witch!
Well, I'm just gonna keep kicking that door.
As you step in with the orb, you feel it pulling from your hand.
Just watch in wonderment at the miracle that I'm witnessing.
The windmill begins to churn as she herself is pulled off of her broom and through the blades of the windmill. The darkness that has settled over this little village is lifted. You make it back to the caravan where your wagon is there and Winifred's wagon is there, and she runs over to you and she's like, where did you guys go?
Well, we were... There was gold and...
Well, Hillip wanted to go check out a town he heard about in a story one time, so we had to go have a look.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
Why you do that? You saw me drinking. You saw me drinking coffee. You introduced me first.
I did.
You're a doink. I'm Amy. I play Sullivan Slight, a halfling... No! Oh, son of a bitch. A Lightfoot halfling rogue.
And Carla Maxted.
That is me. I play Nerixius Akra, a.k.a. Glim, a dragonborn paladin.
And Tom Laird.
That's me. I play Moot. He's a half-orc wild magic sorcerer.
And also with us today, a wonderful and special guest from the Broadswords. She's the DM. She's the producer. She's ready. It's Victoria Rogers.
Hi. I'm going to be playing Bombera, a human sorcerer.
Ooh.
This is very fancy.
Yeah, I'm wiggling my eyebrows, listeners.
It's very impressive.
You can feel the you can feel the eyebrow wiggle.
Yep.
Where you can see all of these eyebrow wiggles is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we also dedicate an episode to a patron, and today's patron is Kathy Sindelar.
Kathy.
Hey, thanks,
Kathy. Thank you.
Kathy. And now, unless anybody has any other questions or anything before we're getting started.
Yeah, oh, hold on, I have something. How do you D&D?
Fuck it! Let's play D&D!
We'll learn as we play, Amy. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out at some point. Episode 100 or something.
We open on a darkened shop. The light is coming in through the curtains, and we hear the sound of a person entering from a back area in this shop. Bombera, what do you do when you go through your morning routine?
So I live in the apartment upstairs. And there is a rickety staircase that leads from the apartment down to my back room. You usually what happens is as I'm descending the stairs, my cat, Toby, will make that the time that he decides I'm going to run around on the stairs. I trip. There is a handle specifically mounted on the wall for this occasion. I grab onto it. Toby! Go outside! And then I open the back door. The cat runs out. Close the door. And then I go to the front to, you know, unshutter the windows, flip the close sign to open, turn on some candles with a snap of my fingers, and await my first customers.
As the room illuminates during this morning ritual that you have, you look to a spot where a very prized possession is, and you notice that that item is now gone, and behind it, scrawled on the wall in a greasy charcoal, is "The Rat King Calls."
Do I know anything about the Rat King?
Make a check. Make a history check.
Rotary check.
So, okay, history?
All right.
Community just, knowledge check.
Probably just an intelligence
just
check.
Just intelligence. How smart am I?
Yeah.
Above average. Oh, it's the ampersand symbol. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Are you rolling with your fancy heavy
white
dice?
Yes, I am. It was the first time I rolled a nat 20 on it, so I was very confused as to what that meant. Okay.
It's going to be a good game then.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, you know exactly who. Well, you've heard stories kind of going through the shopkeeps in the throughout the dock ward that there's a new underground syndicate of sorts that is trying to make their way within Waterdeep. They've kind of come in on some Waterdeep is, let's catch you up with where Waterdeep is. We are just post Rise of Tiamat, so there are lots of people who have kind of flocked to Waterdeep, escaping the Cult of the Dragon. So the Rat King and his followers have come to Waterdeep on barges and ships and kind of snuck into Waterdeep and are now trying to enforce rule on the dock ward. They're trying to stake claim to that.
Could they be any more like cliche rats on a dock? Come on, you guys. Get creative.
When I write this in 24 hours, no.
Lean on those tropes, Russ.
You got it.
Okay, so they're new thugs in town.
New thugs, yeah. That's a good description. Okay.
Oh, bloody hells.
We cut to about that time in the morning. You three, Moot, Glim, and Sully, are wandering through the streets of Waterdeep. You arrived with Hillip approximately a week prior to this point. What have you three been doing, either together or on your own, while you've been getting used to the city?
Well, I think Sully's probably been wandering around talking up a lot of the different shopkeepers and, like, people at stands and markets, really playing up this adventure in the woods about how he single-handedly saved this entire town and then the lighthouse. He doesn't tell it well. He can't quite remember all the details.
Especially by saying there's a lighthouse.
Yeah, there was a lighthouse.
Nope.
I mean, there was a windmill.
Oh, God damn it, it was a windmill!
Which is also a tall cylindrical building.
So close, though.
It was a lighthouse in the middle of the woods.
I was so
it was
confident!
For some reason.
Oh, God, I need to dial it back. Something happened maybe somewhere. There could have been trees. I shot Hillip in the leg.
Shoulder.
Damn it! Guys, it's too early for
this is Sully, right?
It's a different story everywhere he goes. Yeah. He shot him in the eye. He now wears an eye patch. He shot him in the leg. He has a wooden leg now. He shot him in the shoulder. First there's a windmill. Then it's the Eiffel Tower. That doesn't exist here, but it does now. And then there's a lighthouse. And nobody knows
over
what's
breakfast
happening.
One morning, does he start to tell Hillip this story? Because he's just so used to telling it to everyone.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
I remember the time I shot you in the leg? And you fell down those stairs.
Oh, that's why I fell down the stairs. I thought it was because the dragon lady, she dropped it, and I went all the way down.
Yeah, that does sound like Glim.
He doesn't remember very many things. How about Glim and Moot?
So Glim has continued the thing she started when they were on the road, teaching a fun Zumba class every morning. Just to get her blood pumping, and finds like more and more people like start coming. First it was just a few folks from the caravan that like already had been a part of it, but more and more people started coming. And of course she manages to mention like at least once per day in class about how, you know, she's going to save the world and she has a destiny.
Have you heard of Bahamut?
Just letting everybody know the good news of Bahamut.
How do you feel about doing a cutscene where I just have some pump up jams and you're doing a routine where you're spouting Bahamut?
just spinning some Bahamut.
Yeah, I like it.
Good news.
Just spouting the Bahamut.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me for Zumba. We're gonna work out, do some fun moves, and I'm gonna tell you about a real cool platinum dragon named Bahamut. First move, gonna take your right foot, tap it out, and in. Yeah, keep doing that. Now let's switch left and out and in. Back and forth, out and in. Keep that going. Bahamut, he loves you so much. He's all about good, he's all about love. He just wants you to work. To help yourself, like you're doing right now. Okay, now we're gonna start moving back and forth.
The elephant in the room. How is your luscious mane now?
Oh God, I forgot about my beard. Just for character art reasons, I want to say I shaved it and it didn't grow back.
But it did.
Okay. Then I guess I shaved it and it grew back.
And you've continued to shave it since.
Now, does she just have to shave it every day like a regular beard? Or is it a Tim Allen situation where she shaves it off and it grows back immediately?
Yes, that one.
That's what I was picturing. Yeah. Like,
oh, no.
I shave it, then it's a
full real Santa Claus here.
It's definitely you've kind of come to the end through talking with a few people in passing. It could very well be a curse that is now befalling your face.
A specific face curse.
Your face be cursed.
Perhaps throughout your conversations, you've found that there is a magic shop owner down in the dock wards who may or may not have an affordable solution to your problem. The shop in question is Bobbles and Such.
Hey, I hear that down at Bobbles and Such, there's this anti-weird beard kind of elixir you can get for your situation. There, Glim.
Yeah, you know, I sort of like it on one hand. It's fun to feel like a different person, but I don't know, it's so sweaty. Like, I mean, doing the Zumba every morning and I'm sweating and it's just... I don't know how people live with
this. Sweaty beard. It's no good.
And how about Moot? What's Moot been up to?
Sweaty hands.
Moot has discovered bakeries since they've been in town, and he drags anyone who will go with him to every bakery that he can find, especially the Elvish bakeries. They have the best apple turnovers.
And what is your favorite bakery?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably... I need a good Elvish-sounding bakery. I'm going to say the Sun and Stars Bakery.
Got it.
Affordable prices?
No, but it's the best one in town, so...
Well, fair enough. So, you pay for quality.
Yep.
Okay, so you've been there for about a week. How many times have you been to the Sun and Stars?
Only twice, because I need to ration out my money. but...
Sure. Okay. So we'll say you're probably down like 10 gold with all of the bakeries visiting you.
Oh, yeah. He's put on like a solid 10 pounds since he's been there.
I like it. So you three are together. You're walking through the streets trying to find baubles and such.
Oh, look, I found... No, wait, that's bottles and such.
I was really close, though.
So close.
I think I might need to get glasses.
I think we have to go a little bit closer down. Maybe... Let's try down around this corner. Are there any people around us? It's early in the morning, I assume. The shop's just opening.
It is early in the morning. You're in the dock ward, so there's lots of people kind of moving to and from, moving cargo in and out of ships. But yes, there are many people if you wanted to stop somebody.
Hello. Hello, kind sir.
Yeah. Yeah, what can I do for you?
I'm looking to get rid of my
beard.
Here,
just let me put down...
I heard that there's a
shop.
Hold on.
Just let me put down this super heavy casket I'm carrying.
You still have a funeral procession?
Cask or casket?
I said casket, but I meant cask.
Okay. I was like,
is there a dead body in there?
She's quite traditional. I don't think she would have stopped a funeral procession.
Sir.
Excuse me, you guys. I have questions.
There's four pallbearers. Sir.
Let me just walk with you for a minute.
I mean, it might be pickled. I don't know. I'll just put this down anyways. What can I help you with there, my bearded dragon?
My beard?
Friend?
I mean, my dear?
My dear.
Yes, it's about the beard.
Right.
So, we were in the woods and we ran into a... You know, it's sort of a long story, but the bottom line is I have this beard and I kind of want to get rid of it, but although, like, I kind of like it, I don't want to disparage people with beards. It's just I don't really know, like... Anyway, after she probably, like, gets an elbow from Moot or Sully. So this goes on for 8 to 10 minutes.
So you're looking for a barber?
Odds are. I'm not a barber. I heard about a shop where they might have an anti-weird beard lotion. Yeah. So, baubles and such is what I'm looking
for.
Yeah,
why didn't you just say that off the top there? We could have saved this whole conversation. Baubles and such is down. You go around the corner, take 3 lefts. And it's over there.
3 lefts.
Wait a minute. If we take 3 lefts, can we just cut straight through this alleyway right there and save ourselves like 15 minutes?
I mean, you could, but I'm going that way. So I was hoping to send you down and around.
Okay. No, yeah, I totally get it.
Give me time to take my cask down this street here.
You really pickle dead people?
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sally gives one of these...
Well, thank you, sir. It's been lovely to meet you. I hope maybe we'll run into each other again. Have you been in Waterdeep longer? He's just like,
bye. So you make 3 left turns, or you cut down, whichever way. You make it to the outside of Baubles and such. And when they make it to Baubles and such, what do they see of the face of the shop?
The face of the shop is, it has a bow window in the front with... panes, you know, it's paned glass. In the window, you see there's a table with like velvet draped over it, and there's like, you know, there's trinkets, there's amulets and things, a dagger, you know, artfully placed and displayed. And there is a wooden sign hanging over the front door, and it swings in a slight breeze, and it is green with gold lettering on it. Baubles and such.
Well, this looks like a fancy establishment. I'm gonna go in and touch
it. It does.
You can always tell the fancy ones because they don't use the ampersand. They actually put the word "and" on their signs.
Well, yeah, I thought it was Baubles and such. It's Baubles and such.
You gotta pay per letter for a sign painter, so this must be a fancy shop. You're right.
Well, brought your gold.
I mean, I've been spending a lot of it, but we'll see.
And we go in.
Well, there is a bell, and it goes ding, ding, as you walk in.
And do we see you right away?
Yeah, I am seated behind the counter. You see a woman with brown hair. It's pulled back into like a loose bun. There are some streaks of gray around the temples leading back, wearing, you know, some just sensible clothes, kind of no nonsense, Just tunic and breeches and some boots. And I'm reading a book.
I like it.
Sully strides in here like he owns the place.
Yeah, the place is full of glittering things, and there's a whole wall of weapons, and there is a wall of scrolls, and that wall, the wall of scrolls, is behind the counter.
I go to the glittery things.
Oh, instantly.
What about you, Moot?
I'm going to check out these scrolls, just like from a distance. They look so ornate.
I just picture Moot like walking up to where Bumpera is standing, just kind of like looking over without saying anything.
Like real slow and awkward about it, too.
Good morning. Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Good morning. And she looks around the room or her area for something that she can use as a bookmark. And she grabs like a receipt or something, the first thing that she sees, and like shoves it in there, sets her book aside. Welcome. Welcome. What can I do for you?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well... And I launch into the whole story about what happened in the woods.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And end with, so when I tried to shave the beard off, it just grew back. It didn't even grow back, just, you know, appeared back full and bushy and beautiful like you see it right now. So I think it might be, I don't know, a spell or a curse, or it's not a natural beard. Thought maybe you might have something to help with that. Some folks said this was the place to come.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. I mean, I wasn't going to say anything because that's rude. But generally, you don't see a dragonborn with such a luscious beard.
Not usually. We don't even have hair follicles on our face. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is. So it is definitely probably magic. Let me just consult something here, and then she goes off and starts like flipping through books, which is code for me looking at my character sheet.
while you're doing that, I only assume, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but Bombera would have tried to wipe away the racking call sign or like char on the wall.
No, I've left it.
Okay, perfect.
Because I want the watch to see it.
Okay. So the three of you, well, boss.
Sorry, is that on the baubles and sparkly side of things, or is that by the weapons? Where was the priceless object and the scrawl?
It would have been in between the weapons and the sparkly things.
Sully is picking up, like, little, like, trinkets and, like, vials filled with stuff and, like, smelling them and, like, really having just a very tactile experience at this store. He's so enraptured with the different colors and mumbling different things to himself, like, well, this one's sparkly. God, that's no good, but it looks so good. Oh, God. And I keep moving my way along the wall.
Make your perception check as you're doing it.
It's a... Oh, right. Minus one. This is so opposite of the 11.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. As you come to it, you look up, you see it. The Rat King calls in, like, this greasy black charcoal all over the wall.
For now, I look at it and I'm like... And I keep looking at stuff for the moment.
So I think that I am also, like, while I wait, kind of looking at things, maybe there's, and tell me if I'm wrong, maybe there's a small section with, like, some religious iconography. That's probably where I make a real beeline for, just to see. Always on the lookout for my something for my main dude, Bahamut, that I might add to my collection. So I'm sort of looking in that area.
I imagine you with a keychain that just has, like, a ridiculous amount of, like, Bahamut, like trinkets.
Like 10 or 12 different
items. Yeah, like totems, different, like, leather, scripted, like it's getting out of hand. And Moot and Sully mean to talk to you about it.
Ah, yes, yes. So I think I do have something that could help, maybe. Not really sure, because unless I'm told by someone of, you know, clerical persuasion that this is indeed a curse, I mean, I can't be 100% sure here.
Right, right. Okay, well, I mean, I'm sort of willing to try anything. I teach these Zumba classes in the morning, and this beard is so hot and sweaty, and it's just too much for me. I'd rather not have it anymore.
Oh, you know, that's you might want to donate that hair.
Oh, it's rather lustrous. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
And that would be donated for...
Wigs. Wigs for...
Face wigs.
Underprivileged orphans.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
They can't grow their
Those
own beards.
Those tiny bald orphans need my beard hair.
Okay, so I've got this scroll here. And she climbs up onto a step stool because she's not super tall at all, about like 5'4". And she reaches up and pulls a couple out. And then as she's pulling them out, because she's pulling them from above her head, a few fall out and kind of like hit her in the face. And she's like sneezing. I really should dust up there. And then she's like, okay, here you go. This here is a scroll of lesser restoration.
And do I read it? Do I get a magic user to read it?
Oh, yeah, you.
My friend Mood is kind of good at that sometimes.
No, you can, I mean, you can have someone else do it, but you could do it. That's the beauty of scrolls. That there scroll is 40 gold pieces.
Ooh. Okay, well, hold on. I forget how much money I have. We don't ever really play this. I might not have even written it down.
She pulls 40 gold coin out of her bag.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly.
That's how we play with money.
Yeah.
I think you all got, like, you split, like, 300 or 400 gold.
Well, we did just find a treasure chest. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
We rich.
We've got money.
Except for Moot, who's eaten all of his gold.
Right down the fact that you had 100 gold each to start. Moot's eating it. Just
and how.
Turning it into food.
I've probably been giving mine away also to, like, any random, like, person who looks to be in need. Great. So
well, you tell me how much money you have.
I think I would have broken it down smaller. Maybe, like, a gold seems like quite a bit of money, right?
To hand out to random people? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that because all altruism is, like, a little bit selfish because it makes you feel good, so you're getting something out of it. I probably, like, broke it down into silvers or something so I could keep that feeling going. It just, like, keep giving to more and more people. But yes, I give Bombera the 40 gold.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope that works.
Me too.
Did you give it to her in silvers? Like, did you give her like dimes?
No. Oh. I had still had some solid gold.
Here's just 400 silver pieces.
I have like a pocket for like my charity pocket, then my spending pocket.
You're wearing cargo pants, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
cargo
basically,
pants of holding.
I almost would picture more like I have a lot of like leather
fanny
like
packs.
Belts and things. Yes. Yeah, so fanny like packs. A couple of those like flat kind of fanny packy ones that's like a utility belt kind yeah. of, but then some around my legs. Like there's just I got a
lots
lot
of belts.
Pockets.
Lots. Secret pocket. Sully at different points has hidden things in different pockets and you still haven't found them yet.
That sounds right. It's not where I thought
Never
you were
done
going.
At all.
<It's> at all.
That's right. Keeping you on your toes.
Moot comes over after he sees you get the scroll. He says, do you know, like, how do we use this?
I think I just have to read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just read it, and there's some hand symbols there. Just make sure you do the hand symbols. It's pictographed right there along the bottom of the scroll.
I come up, and I pop up, and I look at the scroll, and I point to one. I'm like, that one looks dirty.
Moot and Glim make a perception check as you're looking at these hand gestures.
That is, let me go to my bonuses. Hang
like
on.
A thumbs up.
I rolled a
and
one.
A thumbs
ooh,
down.
So, ooh, it's just a straight up
one
seven.
Of these. And then, yeah.
We're very focused on the
you're
scroll.
You're very focused on the scroll.
By the way, did any of you see any of the guard out and about yet?
No, we didn't see anyone. I feel like they,
And maybe they slept in today?
It sort of seems like they get a later start. They work real late. I don't know. We didn't see anyone this morning, though.
Yeah, you know what? I sent Theobald off to the City Watch like an hour ago, and no one has shown up.
Well, they're probably really scared about this, like, Rat King that apparently called you.
Yeah, yeah. They stole it. They stole my Wand of Smiles.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Does the wand make people what it makes
do you
people
smile when you hold it?
Yeah, it's I love that thing. It's been in my family for ages, and do you know all of your customers love you when you can make them smile?
You like force them to smile. You like have a yeah. good day.
you know it's highly effective.
Customer satisfaction guaranteed. Well, how are you going to make people smile now?
I don't know. I don't know.
You have to have, like, good customer service or something?
I've never been without it.
Welcome to the middle. You're here, so you're halfway through the episode.
So you should listen to us a little more, because that's how this thing works, called podcasting.
I love how you explained podcasting.
I know, it
in
became very instructional.
So succinctly,
podcast
too.
Listeners.
Yeah. Amy explained yeah. what this part was, and then you got very meta and explained podcasts.
Yes.
I well, like it.
I'm
and can someone
not
else jump in explaining songs?
Oof. I am not the one to explain songs.
You string together a harmony of notes and you sing and talk and riff and stuff until sometimes somebody cuts you off with
yeah,
what's going on.
Yeah, because that's the melody.
There it is.
I was hoping
that's
to jump in with the actual,
the
like what we were trying
no,
to sell.
No, I just wanted to correct you in saying it's not a harmony of notes. You're singing a melody.
If you
so
want
you
to see
this
some
live.
Of this, exactly. You want to see this magic happen live, it could happen if you're in Edmonton this Saturday, September 21st, 12:45, Edmonton Expo. Us four dum-dums are going to sit on a stage, play some D&D.
Room 105 yeah. or 106.
Ooh.
Could be either. Follow the signs.
We'll keep you guessing till the last minute.
Or until you walk down the hallway.
Yeah, until we know
we'll
for sure,
and
then we'll let you
room.
Know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
But yeah, could be either of those. But yeah, we're playing
I'll
a live
sign
show.
Boobs.
No, it's a
oh,
family
it's
show.
It's a family event. We're oh. not even here.
Challenge number one, we all have to make it to Edmonton. That should be fine.
Okay.
Challenge number two, we're not allowed to swear.
That seems problematic.
Problem number three, we have to be 45 minutes or less.
Ooh, boy.
So, there are a lot of challenges that lay in our way. And it's going to be fun. We're going to do it.
It is. Also, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. For those of you who aren't quite sure where this is, and if you want to make a special, special trip up to the frigid north, it's not that frigid right now, but just to see your favorite podcasters for 45 minutes.
Sounds like a winning combination.
That'd be pretty great if you did that.
Yeah.
Hey, I would hang out with you for like a good hour after the show. If you show me a plane ticket, like, I came all the way from Houston, I'd be like, let's get some fucking beers.
You would have to wait till after the 45 minutes is up to say that F word.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We got to be out in the hall, like around the corner. Down
yeah.
The
not
street.
Within earshot of children.
Yeah. No, like no. But yes, family friendly event. All people, all kids, all whatever are invited.
It'd be great if you guys were there. And that audio we will release. And then I suspect we haven't really talked about this, but I'm going to assume we're probably going to play together in real life, not just that game, because we'll all be together all weekend.
Maybe. Live show, Edmonton Expo, Saturday, September 21st at 12:45. It's free with admission.
That's funny that you did that.
To the expo. Hope to see you there. Please come if you're in the area. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to that episode.
Enjoy it.
You got it.
Breathe it in. What's a fucking creepy way to end a...
Yeah.
End an interlude.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The door chimes and an exasperated Theobald runs back in.
If he had your beard, he would be so sweaty right now.
It's true.
Hey, nice beard. I went and checked with the City Watch. They tell me busy with this whole ceremony thing going on with the pyres and this celebration of winning. They'll be down later.
Gonna vom?
Yeah, it's a long run.
Thank you, Theobald. Thank you. You know, there's some stuff upstairs if you want something to eat.
Oh, okay, thank you. Your cat's outside? I don't have to worry about tripping?
No, Toby's outside.
Okay, perfect. I'll be upstairs.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
I love cats.
I do.
He looks around, even though he just heard you say that the cat's outside.
With a store like this and a bunch of things on a bunch of shelves, isn't having a cat a bad idea?
That is why there is a door separating the back to the front.
That makes sense.
Yes. Learned that the hard way.
So, who do you think this Rat King is? Doesn't sound good.
No, you know, I don't really know. I just, with, you know, the influx of people coming in, you know, this Rat King just, like, snuck in, and now they're just, you know, they're just thugs. Look, they stole my Wand of Smiles. What could they want with a Wand of Smiles?
Maybe they're really unhappy.
Well, I mean, I could just make them smile. They didn't have to steal it.
Maybe what makes them happy is the thrill of stealing stuff for nothing.
But I mean, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Sully?
What do you mean? What? Hold on. I think I heard the cat. And I, like, wander off.
I mean, look. I'm looking at all of you as a group. And, like, do you have your weapons on?
Yeah, I think so.
Stuff?
I think we're all geared up.
Or at least I shouldn't speak for them. I'm all geared up.
Sully doesn't have too much gear.
I don't have a lot of gear, but I'm wearing it all. So.
Yeah.
You look competent.
Are you sure? That's never been said about us before.
Nope.
Try again.
You look...
Here.
Here.
You look like you're not too busy.
You look available.
Yes, you're available.
You know, you don't look busy. What? Let's say, you know, I got the Dockside Business Owner Association together, and we offered a reward, you know, to take down this Rat King and get my Wanda Smiles.
Sully comes back. So, did I hear something about a reward?
Yeah.
This came out as W's. It's okay, Sully has a little speech impediment now. He's so excited.
Well, it does sound like this Rat King is just a real nefarious character. So, I always am trying to stop, you know, the bad people from doing bad things, and stealing smiles sounds like just about the worst thing you could do. So
it is. I mean, how many people does this, like, they come into my shop to have their day brightened? And, you know, it sometimes that's all someone needs is a smile, and their entire day can be changed for the better. This is a travesty.
Well, I'm sold. Plus, I mean, how big can he possibly be? He's a rat. Rats are like...
He's a king.
Okay, so like what? Like this big? So he's moving his hands back and forth. Whoa, this is great for an audio medium.
Totally.
Good job, Amy.
The door chimes and a customer comes in and they kind of look like they're urgently waiting to get your attention.
To get a smile.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, hello.
Yes, I need a scroll. And they start walking with you over to the scroll. Rack make somebody disappear.
Invisibility.
See,
I was talking like banishment.
Well, here. I was like wronged. So I want to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't have anything quite like that, but I do have...
We'll say that their conversation fades out and you three are can kind of talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
All right, well, I think the most important thing right now is the question we're all wondering...
Stopping the wrongdoers.
What?
Stopping the wrongdoers? Is that the most important thing right now?
I was going to say you're going to get rid of that beard.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about the scroll.
Oh. Okay. Okay, but we're going to help her.
Oh,
right?
yeah, sure. But I mean, won't you be able to help her better without worrying about a sweaty beard?
I mean, you're probably right. Okay, so maybe is there like an open counter space or something? Because what I'd like to do now that I know I can donate this beard hair to orphans is open like a handkerchief or something.
Moon so that
because I'm assuming I'm going to read it. It's just going to like.
Yeah, it's going to fall off out. In one chunk.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't think that. That seems so gross.
I thought
somehow.
It would like poof away, but no, it's just gonna
like a dandelion, like it would all just come out. Otherwise, what are they gonna cut out little wigs? I don't know what they're doing with the hair. Anyway.
How long is your beard?
It's the big bushy beard.
My God.
So yeah, I unfold a napkin or like
just a serviette.
A handkerchief. Yep. Yeah, a handkerchief. And pull out the scroll and kind of lean over and then read through the scroll while doing, you know, my like...
Your
little
sign.
Bunny foo-foo.
You're cut little bit,
exactly.
out.
I assume that's what the hand signals are. Things like that.
You want to make her make up words, don't you?
Do I roll for beard?
No, I'd roll for Arcana. Just see how you do.
Okay. That's a 5.
You get to the end of the scroll and nothing happens.
I don't seem very... Maybe, you know, this is like magic and that's really like you're kind of the best at that kind of thing. Would you mind?
trying to do this?
I can totally give it a shot. This is so, I've never used a scroll before. This is very exciting.
Have you ever read a book before, Moot?
Oh, yeah. Tons of
them. Oh, I think it's very similar. It's just this is one piece of paper instead of a whole bunch of pieces of paper.
That's true. This is just the one. All right. Would you like me to roll for this, Russ?
Yeah, Arcana.
Okay. That is a 16.
So describe to me what Moot does better than Glim in the success of this scroll reading.
Moot manages to really nail the hand gestures that were like, you know, reading it and doing it all, you know, to yourself is one thing, but reading and doing to someone else is a whole other one. And Moot just totally nails this bad boy.
I think he had flair,
to be fair,
too.
I also have less fingers. So I feel like it's maybe a bit racist against Dragonborn. I probably need 5 fingers to be able to do this really
maybe.
Effectively.
Yeah. Well, at one point really you had to do this got, like, and then you were just like this.
Exactly.
There's an aura that comes about and presents itself around your beard.
Oh, it's so fucking magical.
And it falls off with a thud into the handkerchief. It's like it just like it pulled off like it was a prop wig and is now in your hands.
Does it make a nice like sound or anything? It goes off.
When it removes.
Yep.
These are all really gross images and sounds for 8 o'clock in the morning. Yep.
All of those noises and sounds.
It's really gross. I don't know why it's so much grosser as one piece, but it really is. But anyway, I sort of touch my face and like, oh, Moot, thank you. You did it. You did it. How do I look? Do I have like a slight tan line?
A little tan line, yeah.
Beard?
Yeah. A little dragon scale tan line.
And I fold the handkerchief over my weird, solid beard.
We cut back into the conversation happening. He's like, see, you're telling me you can't make people disappear, but you made her beard just go boop. Like, that's all I need. It's just a person just to go boop.
I don't deal in murder.
That's not what I'm saying. They can go somewhere. You know what? I'll go down the street. There's a warlock who said he might be able to do it. It just, I'll come back if it doesn't work out.
Hey, hold on, buddy. How were you wronged?
I had this cool little trinket. It was given to me from my father's mother's granddaughter. My sister.
Doing the math.
Everyone just stops for a full like minute and is like
everyone's heads tilted to the side of
And it was supposed to be mine. And now I just she's not giving it back.
You want to disappear your sister because she stole your trinket?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds fair to me. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks. And he leaves.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't sell him a scroll to make someone go poof.
So who calls their sister their father's mother's granddaughter?
Someone who doesn't like their sister.
I guess so.
She's that far
really
removed.
Trying to distance that relationship. You're right. Bombera, you did it. Look at my clean, scaly face.
That is wonderful. And she goes to reach to give it a pat and then is like, oh, sorry. Shouldn't do that.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, nice and smooth.
Glim not so much with the boundaries. She's fine. So this Rat King. This terrible, evil doer, the Rat King.
Yes, the Rat King. A bane. A bane on this ward.
I think that we love banishing evil. It's like our whole thing. So I think we probably want to help.
Moot and Sully look at each other. Is there,
like,
is there,
yeah, kind of, but, you know, not my whole thing.
I mean, we did it once. We did it at one
time. It's all of our favorite things.
Oh, well, that's excellent. The Dockside Business Association, so the DBA, I'm sure I can get them to give a reward. Not a problem. We could give you... And she does some math in her head. Oh, 500 gold?
That sounds like a pretty good amount of gold, guys.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Think about how many turnovers you can
do. Oh, well, when you put it that way.
That's like seven turnovers at that fancy bakery you like.
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about the star and moon or the moon and stars?
Oh, the sun and stars bakery.
The sun and stars.
Oh, it's so good.
You know, I went there the other day. They had some perfect croissants.
Oof, I haven't tried I've been fixated on the apple turnovers.
Mmm. Try the croissants and dip them in chocolate.
Moot's mind just exploded.
Bombera, do you think you mentioned that charity that would take the beard? I wonder if you could, while we go get the Rat King, maybe get them this? And I like drop the beard on the counter with, another solid bud.
Yeah,
it's a hefty beard.
Pick up the corner of the hanky and peer underneath it. Oh, well, isn't that a sight? Yes, can do.
Thank you so much.
Your helper, Theobald. He comes back to us. Oh, that was a great breakfast. Why do you have a clump full of hair?
Oh, Theobald, just the person I wanted to see. Could you go please bring this to Weeks for Kids?
Weeks for Kids? They're still in operation. I thought they were shut down a while ago because kids don't actually need wigs.
I think they're still there. Please go bring this to them.
Okay, will do. This feels unnatural, but okay. He heads out. You sticking around or are you heading out?
Oh, I'm here until the watch comes.
Okay, cool. And he leaves.
Well, you got any hot tips for us of where we can start looking for this Rat King?
Well, they're down by, I know this is the docks, but if you go to the docks, the pier, there's some like sewage ducts, tunnels, whatever those are called, some sewers, sewer exit points.
Sewage ducts?
Like an aqueduct? What are we talking about here?
Oh, I thought like a quack, like a sewage duct, like the guarding the entrance.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if they were there.
Do you think these bad guys have trained ducks to guard the entrance to their lair?
Well, you can have killer geese, so why not ducks?
Despicable.
Fair point.
Ducks need to be fluffy and yellow.
We need to get some really nice dish soap to clean these.
They must be stopped. To the ducks! Ducks. You want to come? Would you like to reap justice for yourself? I'll hold them down.
Unless you're from here, you'd know people would probably be happy to talk to you. You're this wonderful established business person. We just got to town a week ago.
You could put Toby in charge of the store.
Toby, I do not trust that cat. Actually, Toby's going to be stopping by for lunch soon. Okay, fine. I'll tell you what. Let me go get Toby his lunch, and then I will be right with you, and we can go find this Rat King, and I can give him a piece of my mind.
Yeah!
I'd say you'd make him smile, but I think that goes against what we're trying to do here.
She just stares at you.
The songs Long Road Ahead, Umbrella Pants, and Sneaky Snitch are by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Ryan Cushman, Cat Waterflame, and Jacob Madden. Find out more at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Bombera, what do you do when you Like, when you get the shop going.
Are we in the shop?
No, you're not in the shop.
We were already like, should I jump in?
Am I in the shop? I opened the door to the shop.
Get the fuck away.
I guess I broke into the shop.
And now I'm going to run it.
The little bell dings as I open the door. Yeah. What's happening there?
How far in the future Shop's are we? Open. We have whole new lives where we're shopkeeps now.
Sorry,
I'm not a DM.
That's fine.
Squash that. Actually, no, let it run. You can make all the sounds you want.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable. But who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two Flat Earthers kidnap a Freemason.